This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Part of what the Affordable Care Act is supposed to do is to help poor Americans get health insurance, because people without coverage typically don't get preventive care. And those little things that don't get looked at eventually become big, expensive things. And that helps explain why low-income, and especially rural Americans, tend to see higher rates of chronic disease. For years, nonprofits have stepped in to fill that health care gap gratis. Jonna McCone has more on that.
182. Outside of a big building at a fairground in Knoxville, hundreds of people wait in line. They come from nearby cities and small towns with names like Coalfield and Deer Lodge. They're here for a two-day clinic called Remote Area Medical. It's a place for poor people to get free medical services, from dental to vision to yearly checkups.
I was struggling and running out of reading glasses. It was just getting too weak.
James Barlow is 47. He got his first pair of glasses 2 years ago at the clinic. Today, he's due for a new pair.
Looks like you're all set, sir, okay?
Barlow needs health insurance. In 2008, he was hospitalized for a heart attack.
They knew when I come into the emergency room, I couldn't afford it. If they hadn't forced me to stay in the hospital, I would have went home and probably died.
And he had another heart attack this past year. Barlow's medical bills have cost tens of thousands of dollars, but like a lot of people here, he can't afford to buy his own insurance, even with subsidies. Some patients drove for hours the night before to get here. They slept in their cars nearby. Amy Smith is a nurse and volunteer.
I don't know a whole lot of people who would stand in a line for 24 hours if they had a better plan, if they had an easier way to get what they needed.
That's the case with Brittany and Dustin Scalf. They're both in their mid-20s. Brittany says she hasn't gone to the dentist in 6 or 7 years.
When I turned 18, I got pregnant, and then I just quit going.
A lot of people here are used to not having health insurance in their family.
His mom's on disability, and my dad's on disability.
For Dustin's mother,
she never really tried to get it until she got sick and had to go to the doctor.
Yeah, and then she got it, but still, and then it was too late, and she already owed thousands and thousands of dollars.
A few hours later, Brittany's finally in the dental chair.
A little more of a pinch here, okay? Try and hold open for me.
The dentist removes 4 teeth from the back of her mouth.
Let's wrench you out, okay? You did good.
Hopefully, procedures like this one are a thing of the past, because Dustin has a new job, and it'll come with health insurance. The couple heads to their camper to make the 2-hour trip back to Hawkins County, Tennessee. As for so many people here today, this trip is a painful reminder of the past few years without health insurance.
I'm just ready to be at home.
I know.
It's been a long time.
In Knoxville, I'm Jonna McCone for Marketplace.